We're going to do an old-time number on it, if I can do it. I haven't done it in a long time. And it's called Wildwood Flower. When I get 40 years old, I sound that good, Cousin T. I hope I sound that good. You know, I was going to bring Stonewall Turnip Seed over here tonight, and he got in the rainstorm, got his britches wet, and couldn't come. But we'll try to have him here again next year, because we don't like to go places without him. Now, here's Earl's going to come back up here right now, and we're going to do another trio number on this one. And this is one, now, the title may fool you, but it's a lot older than the other one with the same title. This is one called The Yellow Rose of Texas, Earl. Just start it off.
There's a yellow rose in Texas, I'm told that you see. The fella knows where nobody will let me. She cried so when I left her, I'd like to go there. If we ever meet again, we never shall die.
She's the sweetest roll of color. Talk about your clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas leads the bells of Tennessee. You may talk about your clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee. The yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We certainly appreciate that, and you know it's not too far from Live Oak over here, but this is about the, I guess I get to White Springs about twice a year, and I came over and tuned the piano for Cousin Thelma not too long ago, and I got all over Barbara for having that piano out here in the open, so I see they've got it covered up right now, but we have lots of fun and enjoy it. We have a radio program every Saturday afternoon. And if you've got your radio tuned into Live Oak WNER tomorrow at 5:15, we've got a 30-minute program, and we do songs just like that, including an old-time spiritual and gospel number every Saturday. And we have lots of folks who like that type of music. So we enjoy doing it for it. We don't make any money, but we have lots of fun. We're all working people. And we're going to wind up our program right now, and this is one that we hope everybody will go along with the title and feel just exactly the way Bill's gonna sing it. He says, I'll be all right in the morning because we're going straight home from here.
Well, tonight there's teardrops on my pillow, tears from crying over you, and that old moon outside my window has scattered memories around my room. But I'll be all right in the morning. Break of dawn. I'll be all right in the morning after the darkness moves on.
Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate it. That's what you get for being on the show.
In terms of the best of you, and if you weren't here, you would agree to your strong music this evening. Eugenia Cassini of Orlando.
Thank you. Thank you. That I'd like to do is a religious folk song, and it's called All My Trials.
Train. Thank you very much. I'd like to do another little freight train song for you here. This one's played on the guitar more than on the mouth harp, so I'm going to set it down right here. And we'll see if I'm in tune, too, which is a very important part of playing the guitar. About old train 45, she goes on south. I'm gonna get this old microphone down here so you can hear this guitar. I don't think you can hear it well enough. There you go. There she comes.
Train 45 bound south to Fayetteville. Stopping at Columbia. Train 45, bound south going on. And I hear that old train whistle blow. That's right, now you watch her move on down the line. Here we go. Where are you getting down to?
Well, I'm moving on down to Biloxi.
And how about you there, Uncle George? Where are you headed?
Well, I'm going on down to Birmingham, because there ain't no ham like Birmingham.
Well, I think I'll push right out through New Orleans myself. Always was trying to parse that French cook.
Now, train 45 has come to a great big heavy section of the Piedmont. We're gonna kinda have to slow her on down and help her over the crest.
Ooh, there we go.
Got her over that rise. Coming down into South Carolina now.
Coming down into Columbia.
Putting on the brakes now. Coming into Columbia Street. Columbia.
Now, if you excuse me once again, a little minute here, I'm going to tune up once more. And then we're going to change our topic here. Instead of getting away from trains and get down to a subject that's much closer to my heart, namely hogs. Now this here is a story about the East Carolina Wild Hog Chase. There's a very famous event that takes place twice annually down in the shorelands, the marshlands, the tidewater, whatever you want to call it, of East Carolina. What happens is this. A whole bunch of farmers and their wives and their children and their relations and friends, they all get together and they partake what they've been saving up for the last few months. And once they get all ready, they let loose a little shoat they've been fattening up, let them out there into the marsh weeds, and they watch them run around for a while. And when they get a good eyeball on him, they get in there after him. They put the hounds on him and all that other kind of good stuff. Now here in this little song here, you're going to hear a dramatization of this wild hog chase. You're going to hear the people running along, some of them stumbling and falling on their face like as not. And you're going to hear the hog snorting, you're going to hear the dogs barking and all that kind of stuff. Well, here we go now. Them's the hounds straining at the leash. People all ready to go. Let's get her.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma.
Good evening, friends.
We got a group of folks together, and it seemed such a fortuitous occasion that we should all have gotten together that we wanted to name it the Good Luck Society. And then we got to thinking what meant good luck in Florida, and we knew that if you ate black-eyed peas and hog jowls on New Year's Day, you'd have good luck all the rest of the time. And so we call ourselves the Black-Eyed Pea and Hog Jowl Chowder and Marching Society. They only got one trouble today. All the men of the group are fishing down in the Keys, and they haven't gotten back yet. Our harmonica players pickers will be here tomorrow, but I am very fortunate to have these very charming young ladies. Come on out, girls, and let's show yourself. Hey, ho, come on. Now, this is Sheila in the middle over there, and Bobby and Mary. Go ahead. Get up there, close to the microphone, and let's hear what you're going to do.
It's tune.
Tomorrow.
have two other charming young ladies, Cal and Bolton. I understand no relation to you, though, Cousin Thelma. And Mickey Carr, right here. Sing pretty, girl. Sing pretty.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Good morning, one and all. It's getting to be that time of day. Such beautiful weather. We thank the dear Lord for the rain. And I'm sure that we're using to sprinkle a little bit today. We can't do anything about it. We rejoice to have it because we need it.
Take the Hopi prayers for rain with them into their dens, so Mother Earth would receive the pleas for the life-giving rain. We have been working on this down in the Tampa way now for about 3 weeks, and we just hope some of this rain got down there, and we hope it left here. So now I give you the snake dance. Okay, John.
the boys are taking the snake back, so I'm telling them to take their prayers into the ground. Now, because the town was asking not to release them here, because we do have an evening performance, so we're not going to release them this time. You don't need to worry about it, folks. The shot was first to dance. After this time, the Seminoles were milling, which is actually part of the dance, and check each other's costumes and trying to see what they can from each other.
Channel 4 is taking some film, and they want to film the Popeye rain dance again, so the boys are going to bring the snakes back. And just in passing, they had a collar in tennis last night. One of the snakes that you can die. Well, it is, because the boys become very attached to the snakes. And if your stomach was a little tennis when they were tasting the snake, they always give them a bath before they bring them off the stage. So, bear with us.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe we've got anything on this mic, have we?
Don't have anything on that other mic over there. Our next tune is called an old number, mountain number called Mountain Dew. Let her go, John. Thank you. you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to let you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're very kind. We're going to let the Cross family up here now do one of real old time, we call it bluegrass hymns or gospel song called Springtime in Heaven, backed up by the Bluegrass Covers. Mr. Cross.
Can't you vision rivers of waters flowing there? And vision sweet contentments with love and passion care. Where it's forever, it's springtime, when the clouds always grow. When the road is called in heaven, my friends are going home. It'll always be springtime, it's every time in heaven.
Coming up to the high
Traditional songs. I think you'll all recognize them. If I can get my picture out.
So many people out here this morning. I'm glad you could get here, because the way you have to come these days is jump in the car and ride over here. Back in the old days, we had some slow modes of travel. If a fellow was pretty well off, he could afford a buggy. If he wasn't, he used a buggy, a wagon. Worse than that, he had an ox cart. If you ever ridden an ox cart, well, you know what that means, because they never pull steady. They're just like me. I never steady. And back, we even had the lightest thing we had for traveling by new horsepower back in the old days, but one of these old two-wheel road carts. The axle came right along under your knees, and all your weight was behind the axle. I knew a fellow one time that was fool enough to take his girl to church in one of those. He took his girl into the churchyard, and he pulled back on his line to bring the mule from a trot down to a walk. The belly band broke, the shaft went straight up, and it turned a somersault in the churchyard. That was Washington County. Now, when it comes to traveling, not all the traveling was done, though, on trains or by wagon or buggy. Of course, my father-in-law did come to Florida in a buggy years and years ago, about 1885. Back in those days, the homesteaders were having a hard time trying to build a house down here and work and make a living, shooting up coons to eat. So they stopped and spent the night with a homesteader who didn't have his house finished. They only had to turn in up around the fireplace with a port up there with these old punching beams. I don't guess people know what punching is, but it's a log split in half and put at it off. That's a cross-eyed axe. And they did the cooking up there on the floor part. In the back, it was just a walkway between two beds with corn shuck mattresses in them. That night, the homesteader and his wife was in one bed. My father-in-law and his friend, who died a few years back at Fort Meade, Florida, were in the other bed. That night, the bed fell out of my father-in-law's corner of the house. The bed fell through, him and his buddy went out on under the house, and he ended up in the hog bed. Now, my father and mother, father was mining engineer down here years ago, and they came down this same Suwannee River here. They bought them a rowboat at the High Springs, just decided to go and take a lark down the river, but that lark almost got drowned. They made it down the river, so they got in Fanny Springs down here. It was called Fort Fanny in those days. And when they got there, the ferry cable happened to be up, and they jerked both of them out of the boat. The Cherish boys, who one of them later became a state senator, was a boy at the time. He helped fish them out of the river. Well, in fishing them out of the river, mother went under the boat. She lost the front of her dress as she went under the boat. And after they fished them out of the river, and somebody went down the river and caught their runaway boat and brought it back, Dad gave the boat to the man who caught it. and mother changed into her own other dress she had along on the trip. And they tried to hire a way to get back into Newberry, Florida, only about 32 miles, and they couldn't hire a way for love or money. Money wasn't a problem up there, though. It just wasn't to be found, not even an ox cart. So they set out to walk through the woods up into Newberry. And about where the town of Trenton stands today, they camped for the night. After the fire burned down, Mother, she turned it back to the fire out close up, and they had a bright tin milk bucket they had bought to carry a small thing then, and water. Some turkey hunter came along shining a light. He'd have a torch and hold that torch behind him like that and look ahead and shine a turkey's eye to shoot the turkey. But he shot that bright tin milk bucket. Mother yelled and rolled over in the fire, and she burned the back of her other dress out. When she got into Newberry, she had the front of one dress and the back of the other sewn together with just a hand needle in the woods out there. That's one way of traveling back in those old days. Now, I rode a bicycle from Georgia to Florida twice. Then one time when they kind of began looking around for me for something they figured I shouldn't have done, and really I didn't. I figured it was my move. I skipped out and went back to Georgia.
I I got sand in my shoes. The first time I ever came south, I learned how to play and I wanted to stay. First time I ever came south, I got rid of the blues. The first time I ever came south, no more frozen toes, I don't care if it snows. The first time I ever came south, from the Gulf to the ocean, this land is my devotion, and somehow I've a notion it'll be sweet home to me, for I got rid of the blues. The first time I ever came south, can't drive me away, for I wanted to stay. The first time I ever came south. Shuffleboard and souvenirs and gathering shells intrigue me. Greeting friends on a green park bench never will fatigue me. I just sit and fish all day, have no time to worry. Caught the tempo of the South, and now I'll never hurry. For I got sand in my shoes. The first time I ever came south, I learned how to play and I wanted to stay. The first time I ever came south, I got rid of the blues. The first time I ever came south, no more frozen toes, I don't care if it snows. The first time I ever came south, from the Gulf to the ocean, this land is my devotion, and somehow I've a notion it'll be sweet home to me, for I got rid of the blues. The first time I ever came south, can't drag me away, for I wanted to stay. The first time I ever came south, since the first time I ever came south. Thank you.
hand cross on the left hand cross. Ready to go. Arm around. Arm on the knee. First lady out. One, two, start. One right hand, one right car. Ladies, move in. Step up, take a back track. Find the box of the mat.